Let's shift gears, shall we? If you haven't heard, a new opportunity for fine dining can be found in Williamston at Gracie's Contemporary Bistro. Formerly known as Gracie's Place, the restaurant's been transitioning under new management this summer, and today is throwing a grand opening celebration. What a great way to start the week. Here to tell us about it, Gracie's General Manager, Emily Gray. Welcome, Emily.
Hi.
Congratulations. You must be dialed way up about this.
Oh, yeah. I'm geeked today.
The grand reopening is today, but Gracie's never actually closed. Do I have that right?
Correct. Yeah, we purchased at the end of June and took over as management at the beginning of July. They had three staff members, and so we retained all the staff members that they had, and we grew the business kind of from where it was at. We never closed, just tried to kind of fix anything that we saw that we could do. We brought in our parent restaurant is the Soup Spoon Cafe in Lansing on Michigan Avenue, which a lot of people will recognize. Same ownership. Nick Gavrilides is an amazing man, or amazing owner. And he took it over and we just kind of adjusted. You know, we've been making progress throughout the last couple of months. And we finally feel that we're at the point where we can reopen to the general public in a grand sense. We're also reopening on Mondays, which they had traditionally been closed on Mondays. So reopening to the public and kind of saying thank you to Williamson for welcoming us and, so on.
Where are you coming from? Are you coming from Soup Spoon or from Gracie's?
Nope, I'm both. I was at the Soup Spoon for almost 2 years. I've known Nick for 13 or 14 years back when he was a chef and we worked in Owosso. I'm from the DeWitt area. I actually graduated from here, this building, Commerce Arts and Sciences.
Oh, really?
So Michigan State alumni, yep. And Nick came to me a couple of years ago and asked me if I wanted to be a part of the Soup Spoon. I said, absolutely. And then in July, he said, would you be interested in this new opportunity? We kind of want to expand to the Williamston area. And I said, oh, yeah, absolutely. I have family in Williamston, love the city, that small town mentality. It's just beautiful and quaint. The restaurant is just absolutely stunning. There wasn't a whole lot we had to do to the interior aesthetically. It's got tin ceilings and wood floors. It's just beautiful. We just had to work on service a little bit.
Talk to us about your vision for this, Gracie's 2.0, if you will, here. I mean, I think anytime anybody is in a situation like you're in, and inevitably you see opportunities,
right.
You know, you say, we could do this a little bit better, or we could add that, or we could drop this.
Right.
What are those things at the top of that list for you?
Well, the top of it was we wanted it to be contemporary. We wanted it to be fine dining. And we want people to be able to come in and celebrate an anniversary or a special occasion. But we also want people to be able to come in after basketball practice and have a nice dinner or lunch. Our goals were to increase the consistency of the restaurant. We'd heard a lot of people say that they were concerned about consistency. We grew the staff and we really excelled in that guest experience. That's what we wanted to focus on was that guest experience and, you know, relationships that building in that area and so on and so forth. The other thing we brought that Gracie's had before, what we expanded on because we've had such a background in it with the Soup Spoon is that farm-to-table feel. So we use a lot of local Mertz Meads and Bread Smith and Okemos and things like that, a lot of local vendors. And my two chefs, Ann Gavrilides and Josh Lane, just took that and ran. A lot of people expect the Soup Spoon menu. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit bolder, a little bit of different flavor. But we still stick with that farm-to-table feel. We try to do as local as possible.
What's the interior? Have you altered the interior of the restaurant at all?
Not greatly. It's a lot of, like I said, it's very contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to. The building was beautiful. The previous owners had did such an amazing job, and that was not really something that we needed to spend a majority of our focus on. So we have had all this time to build this exemplary menu. And
you're on Putnam, right?
Yeah, on Putnam, Putnam Street. Yep, right before you hit the light there and in downtown.
Yeah.
So, and it's been wonderful. I mean, it's been a wild ride since July. We built a staff. We went from 3 people to almost 25. We have, our chefs are just amazing. They do some amazing stuff with food. So we have very similar things like the lamb shank at the Soup Spoon. We'll also find at Gracie's, but it's different. It's got a different flavor to it.
Is that a signature dish?
You'll find it at both. The lamb shank is one of the, it's a huge lamb shank. It's really impressive to see and to have plated in front of you when it arrives. A lot of people go, whoa, that's a lot of food. So it's the same style, but the presentation is different. And Nick, the owner, is an amazing owner when it comes to presentation of food. And obviously, he was a chef before. And it's so much fun to work for both restaurants. But the Gracie's is a lot smaller than Soup Spoon. It's a lot more quaint, a lot more hands-on, I guess. You're right in the middle of everything all the time. Mm-hmm. You don't have a choice. It's tiny. So we work in really tiny kitchens out of both restaurants, and they whip out some amazing food. So hopefully some people can make it out, especially today to that grand reopening. We're going to be doing stuff all day long. We have a ribbon-cutting ceremony with the Chamber of Commerce at 11, so I'm going to be running as fast as I can to get there. We have the ribbon cutting ceremony. We have a champagne toast at 7 o'clock tonight. So we're encouraging people to make reservations. And we do. We take reservations all day long.
Nice.
Which is, yeah.
I'm speaking with Emily Gray, general manager of Gracie's Contemporary Bistro in Williamston. They're hosting a grand reopening celebration today starting at 11 and going till 10 o'clock tonight. What about the drink offerings here? Local beers, local wines?
We do. We have Shorts Brewing, Bell's Brewing, Ellison Brewery in Lansing, which is a relatively new brewery here that a lot of people know and love. And then we also have our own beer that Old Nation in Williamston just created for us. It's called Saying Grace. And it's going to be on tap all the time. So all of our current lineup, and we don't pigeonhole to just the Michigan breweries like the Soup Spoon does, but right now that's what we have on our draft lines. We have 6 different drafts, so that's all Michigan based right now. And then our bar is headed by my master mixologist, James Hodge, and he will be there all day today. He does an apothecary style bar. So you'll find, if you walk into the bar and you take a look at our back bar, a lot of people look and they see, you know, the Captain Morgans and the Bacardis and all that. Mm-hmm. You don't see a lot of that. You see a lot of Fernet Branca. You see St. Germain. You see Herb Saint. Things that a lot of people haven't heard of since pre-Prohibition times. So that's what we do. We make all of our own grenadines and things like that. He makes them. Mm. I mean, that's his passion. So,
how do you feel about the competitive landscape here? I mean, Williamston has its share of choices these days.
It does.
It's a very vibrant scene.
It does. It's very vibrant, especially with the brewery there and everything else. Our biggest thing is we offer a little bit different than what everybody else offers. You have some really fine dining establishments there, and we have made a point to become friends with those places. I mean, my cooks will go over to Tavern 109 and hang out there, and they'll come to our restaurant, things like that. Our biggest thing is not so much to compete, but we do our own thing. It's a very different feel from the other restaurants that you're going to get in the Williamston area.
Emily Gray is general manager of Gracie's Contemporary Bistro in Williamston. Gracie's is hosting a grand reopening celebration today, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. tonight. Emily, good luck.
Thank you.
Happy and excited for you.
Yep.
Thank
you for being here. Supermoon's going to be great.